Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough with me, your radio talk show host, Dr. Beverly L. Swanson. A talk show of real people with real stories, real testimonies that will inspire you and me to moving forward into our breakthrough. So glad to have you today. Now we're going to move forward to inspiration, empowerment, and breakthrough with Dr. Beverly L. Swanson.
Welcome everyone to this radio show of inspiration and empowerment and breakthrough. I'm your host, Beverly. So happy each and everyone on the air with me today. Now, this inspiration is about real life stories of encouragement, faith, and victories and trials that lead to amazing through. So today is very special to me. It's about the title. It's why we must war in prayer for days. I'm sure you have noticed the attacks today, and it's so important that we open up our eyes to what's going on. And that's what I want us to do today. Across the globe, we as believers be aware of the attacks against young adults today. We have to open our eyes to the fact that they are targeted by the enemies of God to annihilate them emotionally and completely by stealing life altogether. This is our future we're talking about, children's generation. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're a leader or a parent. It was said ago when I was growing up. Back in the day, when I was growing up, it takes a community to do the job. Well, it's time to get basic. It doesn't just take a community to raise a child, to save a child. That's what this show is all about, to raise that awareness, to do just that. So I appreciate everyone being on. This show is full, and I'm so grateful that you've taken after a busy day for a very important subject, the greatest of all commodities, and children are your girls. So, thank you for coming, Dr. Bev. Inspiration, empowerment, and breakthrough. So, and suicide and drugs, because an annihilation is never, ladies and gentlemen, about one target. Attempting to save our children. So this time and the season with so much confusion, so much deception. Now, if you remember, many years ago, there were all sorts of creative moves from our girls. Now, many of our girls are creative. So one thing about those that were in our schools, dance, theater, cooking, it's still an avenue where creative children dream. Vision. And it gives them outlook from inside the classroom. That one is managing courage, their creative ability, gifts, and talents. So, what has happened in many communities, cities, and states? Centers aren't present the way they used to. Do you know that they don't have counselors in school full time anymore? So, what do they do? What do they do for entertainment? What do they do when they're confused? Who do they talk to? Not everyone's in church. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, is agent. They have no one to talk to. And this is a world where there's so much available to them, so much prevalent in areas of drugs and prostitution. There's so much in the movie industry, so much in the music industry, so much through the internet. And there are not enough believers today that is addressing those so that they gain some insight of what is good, what is not. What is real? Not. This is why I wanted to put this show on today. Let's not go another day without understanding what's going on with our young ones, without understanding the need for mass prayer, not just for souls personally, for our children individually. Remember, it takes a community to raise a child, and it takes a community of believers globally to save them. Less together, our young adults are going through today, so we can address them spiritually. Remember, our weapons of warfare are not carnal, right? This is not a natural problem. Or our young adults today to annihilate. How many of you have that can literally take a cell phone at sort of a tron and put together the message? Now, take this anointing. I take those positions and turn down today to bring awareness to that, to wake up that spirit of apathy. We have to be breakthrough believers. Breakthrough power of prayer. Power of prayer. And see, we have that power of prayer. Prayer is the vehicle that brings the will, the highest. And the decrees of God to pass. Ladies and gentlemen, believers of God, we cannot solve a spiritual problem, a natural solution. Remember, the weapons of fair, not carnal, are mighty. Down the struggles. Start at first prostitution right now amongst our young people. I don't know if you've been following the news. I talk to a lot of young adults. Many things do not get in the news, ladies and gentlemen. You have to talk to our children. You have to talk to our young adults. Find out what is on their heart. What is it they think about during the day? What is it they're watching on the internet with prostitution? I must tell our teenagers today, it really breaks my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, 2%. No. Because I understand. The second leading cause of death, prostitution affects 80% of our female little girls, ladies and gentlemen, starting at the age from 13. 80% of females today in prostitution. Now, those that have been reported. So remember, not only are we talking about statistics, but about those 42 million prostitutes worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, 80% of those are men. Female, and then 80% of those females are between the ages of 13 and 25. Just let that for a moment. Now, 90% dependent on a pimp. 70 to 95% experience physical assault. 65% have raped while working, and the rape, listen to me very carefully, the rape are occurring on an average times a year. Now, this is just one thing that we're talking about, that our young adults are playing today. About a moment. I'm trying to touch your heart. So here we go. There is an increase in children. 60%, ladies and gentlemen, of children become involved with prostitution simply to survive. They are highly sought after. And this is because they feel safe with children, younger prostitutes, because of the AIDS factor. Prostitution is not just, as you know, that's as you know, not just women or men or women, but females, young girls engaged in prostitution. 20% of men on average started with AIDS. Let's just stop there with the statistics. So we're talking about children. What child, truly, ladies and gentlemen, what child can really handle mentally, not just physically, emotionally, spiritually, who can deal with something like prostitution, rape, and assault and beating at that and not have challenged mentally, not be disturbed in their mind, their heart, and their spirit. This is why we must pray. Sometimes we have to take a minute to personalize something. I want you to take a minute and think. For those of us that have children, those of us that die, and son, even those of us that they're grown, let's like take and look back and remember children when you were younger. Looking into your own house right now, how would you be able to deal with that in your own heart if you knew that your son or your daughter, 15, 12, 14 years of age, are literally on the streets, on the internet, looking and getting in, considering prostitution. It destroys their minds, it destroys their future, it destroys their thinking. Many of them are engaged in prostitution, especially at that age, also take simply to get through. We're wondering why our children do not understand and we're trying to have a conversation. It's so important to know what's going on in the lives of our children. And it's so important for prayer to get prayer. I want to share a story with you about fifth, say her name is Brittany. She asked that, you know, her, of course, her original name, not Beauty. And she shared a story with the FBI. Read it. Brittany said, I was kidnapped when I was 15. She said, I decided to go to school one day. I was in Oakland, and I was on Heaven's Court, and all I heard was, man, go get that girl. And someone dragged me in my hair and pulled me in the car. She's 7 years old. Here's what she said. She says that after she was kidnapped, at least six men. She was then driven to Sacramento, where her 32-year-old put her out on the street as a prostitute. He took her phone and told her not to talk to anyone but John, and had his sister watch so she could not. Now, here's another story, a little different. We'll call her Darlene. Darlene said that she entered her teens around the same time, native Oakland, her native city that she lived in, Oakland, a part of the San Francisco Bay Area. Trained by the FBI, as one of the 13 national spies for child prostitution. Now, this is what the FBI is saying. Carlene said, classmates talked about their boyfriends who had lots of money and Lakeland rap lyrics about him being close, glamorized. A lot of it glorified. Oh, you're from Oakland? Everybody has beds. Everybody goes. We pop pills, we smoke a lot of weed, part of sideshows. So if you're not part of that thing, he said, it's hard to believe that prostitution for so many in Oakland and cities, but it as an alternative home line. Friends get from the table and parents. And parents took advantage of that. Darlene said that she became prostitute at the hands of what the Oakland police call a Romeo pimp. Now 18, when she was only 14. After she was kicked out of the house, she said, on my 15th birthday, he was like, I'm going to talk your language, okay? He was like, well, you know, since you'll be staying with me, need more food. We need to find a way to get some money. He's the one that like prostitution, and I didn't see anything wrong with it. Darlene says he told her what to do to make money. This is how I look at the guys. This is what you tell them. These are what cars to stay away from. This is how much you charge. Now, these are two true stories from two teachers, ladies and gentlemen. We have to take that. It is time to war in the heavenly. Together to can no longer walk blindly just because our children, or so we think, are doing well, engaging in it. Or this mindset, we pray for children. Yes, it takes a community, it does, to raise a child. It takes a community and an army of believers to save us life, our future. And females are more likely to be murdered within the first 5 years of prostitution. Is any of this touching your heart? Are you starting to see how important it is? We're going to talk about how to pray, but right now, first and foremost, the things that young adults are going through today, that they're being confronted with today, so they can truly understand how they're being so confused and how they're deceived. I talk about suicide. I want you to know that this subject really breaks my heart. Last year, I actually did a broadcast regarding suicide. So I was literally broken. I was contacted, told there was a little girl in Indiana, 9 years old, that was hung in a shower when her mother went into her room looking for her to call her to dinner. She found her 9-year-old hanging in a shower. There was no note. She did not even know the child was depressed or that there was a problem at all. Suicide is the second leading cause of death, ladies and gentlemen, between the ages of 10 and 24. But we now know that they're younger than that because I just heard that story of the 9-year-old. Males, interesting enough, listen, males take their life nearly 4 times the rate of females. Males. Most common method of committing suicide because they have come home, opened the garage door, and found their son or their daughter hanging. The rate of suicide has gone up and continues to go up in an alarming number of statistics. What is going on in the minds of young folks that is so heavy that they darkness that is around them so much there's nothing for them to hold on to, and they don't think there's anyone to hold on to. We must pray. But before we can truly get there, we have to begin to an awareness what is going on with them. I want you all to do that. To take a back again. Hello, welcome back to Inspiration Andrew, and it's me, it's Dr. Beverly, and we are talking about it's so important to for our young kids today. I want to thank you once for joining me on the broadcast. I appreciate you so much for taking time with me today. Very important subject. So I want you to know, if you don't have time to stay on the broadcast. Okay, because immediately following the broadcast, it should be saved in the archive. You can time to listen from the beginning to the end. I also like to tell you that there are a couple of tools I have that I welcome you to go to the website at drbeverlyswan.com. Download a CD, especially addressing our adults today, is on the notes, and there's on there is prayer room. This was that the Lord literally sent me a video for a prophetic message that he had for the young adults. I invite you to go to the site. I'm offering at free download so that you can share with your young adults. Encourages them, inspires them, gives them encouraging to continue on the journey that is set before them. Suicide, how the suicide happened to members. I also address the drugs, the addictions that are playing our journey. There are so many things that against bullying. Before we get into bullying, you also did a radio broadcast that was still by bullying. Shared that she didn't even want to go to school. 12 years old, she shared the kids ridicule her. From the moment she walked out her door to go to school and even in the classroom. Shared that she was approached by women. She shared that thoughts of suicide, didn't know what to do. She would get depressed. She would speak to her parents about it. But thankful, praise God, her parents noticed a change in her. may talk to her about it until she started things that she was going through. I went to her school, and they didn't get anything that they needed. And what they did is what me and my sister joined today. They took her home to homeschool her entire year, and then to a counselor, and then to church as a family, and prayed with her, had family members, and involved her in church activities and youth activities that built her confidence, to strengthen her heart, so that she returned back to school stronger. This is what's going on, and this is my solution for us to work. And again, the drugs years ago, 40 years ago in the hippie. Drugs today are not prevalent. They're even more prevalent, as many know, are behind in chemical laboratories. It's grown. These drugs are being introduced to children in elementary school. These drugs are being placed in candy. Children don't even know what they're thinking, what they're getting. I want to share with you some of the drugs, how they're being presented, so that you can talk to your children about it and alert your children to understand not to expect anything. They're experiencing having encounters with drugs in early adolescent ages. I mean, in third is what I'm hearing. Parents are sharing with me, ladies and gentlemen. Other, there's availability in high school. Children are very vulnerable in transition. And what I mean is, going in this example is transition, and there's a vulnerability there. The age group that drug dealers are looking for. They understand that a child is in transition, nervous, scared, they're at this age, they're grown and older, yet part of them still feel like a child. So these are the times, these are the ages that the drug dealers are targeting. There is an elementary school, and I would say a green was put in place by the FBI and found out in this elementary school, ladies and gentlemen, the deal of the eighth grade, the kids that were selling drugs for the sixth grade. Now, the sixth graders were not even paid money. Sixth graders, ladies and gentlemen, were paid in the form of drugs. We're getting them high on spice and marijuana. The schools stopped, parents were shot, the community was shot. These Jolly Ranchers, literally, chocolate bars, lollipops, fruit type lollipops. They're laced with LSD. They're laced with marijuana. This is why it's important. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my hope, and I won't be very long. This is my hope that with this understanding of just a minuscule of what is happening against our young adults every day, and why. And why it again is that we come to in prayer. Children are related. Minds are making it through school. They're confused about what's right and wrong. It's important for children to come together and program our youth. Our youth need to be church, ladies and gentlemen. friends and that sort of thing. I am talking about hearing music, worship music, praise music, giving them an opportunity to write their lingo and language that we teach each other as young adults, then have a year to understanding. The need to find once again in churches, if not having Bible churches are no longer for Bible study, it is my hope that you listen to what is going on in the community today, that you'll understand once again the need for Bible study. It's so important to once again home gather for this. What an amazing opportunity for these young adults in one safe environment. You can talk about Jesus and the love of Jesus, worship music, and an opportunity just to minister to them, to hear their thought process, the things that are on their heart, to give them a safe place to ask questions as well needed answers. Why not start doing home gatherings? It's also important for them to mentor their spiritual life. It would be amazing if men would open up hearts and embrace a young man and mentor them spiritually, and women to do this. Just pull our daughters and our sons together and their friends together, and be a mentor to them and help them in a thought process answering challenges and problems that arise. Ladies and gentlemen, as parents, it's also important that we start with our children. Starting when they're young, teach them to pray. It's too early for them to see you praying. But at 2 years old, we should be teaching our children how to pray. And we should be praying together as a family before we go to praying for our schools. Praying each other as parents. And how wonderful it would be if we came together, families coming together, two families coming together, meeting together, talking about the love of the Lord, talking about sharing the word of God and encouraging each other. Parents change the direction of our youth world today by studying our home and incorporating in our communities and in our churches and in our schools. Why can't we pray to have a prayer club in our schools? We want our young adults today, ladies and gentlemen. Let us band the family as leaders, as parents, as grandparents, as teachers. Let us stand together and pray for our children. Let us rise up against the attack against them. Let us talk with them and share with them, listen to them. Let us ask questions, what they're thinking. Let's start asking what they're watching on TV. Let's start engaging in their lives. Let's work together our future generation. Children of the heart. I'm going to say thank you so much, Nathan. I've given you enough information that will encourage you to build prayer groups, that will encourage you to come together as families to pray, that will encourage you to home talk with our youth, that will encourage you as a church to include programs in the church targeted for our youth to know and learn the truth. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I promise to support you. But I appreciate you taking the time to come with me. prayer line, a prayer line, a prayer gathering. Don't contact me. You can reach me by email at info@drkellyelson.com. You can go to the site at drkellyelson.com. Reach me there. Don't forget, go to the website and download the free MP3 of the word Lord has for the end. Thank you. Don't forget the prayer room. I love you more.